As you focus on that thud on your chest, as you allow your hand or your fist to hit your sternum, gently, you're not hurting yourself. Thud, 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 thud. That's my rhythm. You're going to have your own personal one. Don't worry about it. Notice that as you do that and your eyes are closed and you hear the sound of my voice, you can find yourself dropping down a little bit more deeply and a little more easily. Your brain can just know how good that feels to let that happen, to drop down deeper, to give in. Feel what that's like, to drop down deeper and to give in. Now, I don't know how many thuds you're going to give yourself. I have no idea if you've already done 1 or 20 or 50. It's really unimportant the number that you've done. Maybe you've done 1 to the 25th already. Maybe you've done 8 times 4 times 2. It's not important how many of those you've done. The important thing is you find yourself keeping doing it. That you can feel that thud. You can feel that vibration. That you can find yourself sinking more deeply into trance. And that you can let the sound of my voice just permeate, just slide in, just 1, 2, 3, just like that, go deeply into your brain. Well, you feel that thud of your body, and it can feel so incredibly good for you right now to just keep dropping and sinking down deeper and deeper. Now, sometimes when people do hypnosis, they say things like, I want you to go twice as deeply down now. And sometimes people have a real problem with that because they're like, I don't know how deep I am. I don't know what twice as deep means. So I always say on that level that you can find yourself not having to think about that at all. That it doesn't matter for your unconscious self to know that you're 13 times deeper or 25 times more awake. It's irrelevant. Your brain just knows that as you hear the sound of my voice, you know unconsciously what effort it takes you to get from where you are to wide awake. That's one. So just add one to that and go down a little bit deeper. Every thud can take you a little deeper. Every drop can bring you a little bit more easily into that state where the math doesn't really close, doesn't really matter. Just give into that. Feel how good that is to go 16 times deeper or 30% more than you already are. The point is that I'd like you to go more easily and effortlessly into trance while you tap your chest. Will you feel that thud? Will you let the ripples and the vibrations add 39% more oomph and intensity to your trance right now? While you have how conscious you are right now, and while you find yourself not worrying about what 5 times deeper means or 100 times deeper means, because you're just tapping your chest and listening to the sound of my voice and thudding, going down deeper and deeper into this place where it just feels so very good. And when you get to a place that just feels so very good, your mind can know how simple and easy and effortless it is. Just say yes. And when you find yourself at that state where you're so deeply entranced that you can just find yourself saying yes, you can just stop tapping unless you really wanted to. Keep going. If you did want to keep going, you could do that unless you really wanted to stop. Whatever works for you, feel how good that is to just go more deeply entranced and to feel that thud on your chest, allowing you to feel really great. So maybe you keep doing it because it feels really great, and maybe you stop because you know that the thud's not important for you. Maybe you just like the sound of my voice inside your mind and inside your ear, and you know that the deeper you go, the more pleasure you can feel. And the more pleasure you feel, the easier it is to let all your thoughts just slide away, to sink, to drop, to give in. Feel the way your brain just takes up with it, however many taps you've given it, and intensifies the pleasure in the depth of trance. Because the important thing is that you find yourself getting something out of this trance. The important thing is that your unconscious mind discovers how good it can be at following instructions, at being controlled, at obeying, give in right now more and more easily. Feel how powerful it is for your unconscious mind to know that if you wanted a release at the end of this audio, you could have it. And if you didn't want one, you could experience whatever it was you were looking for. Of course, release comes in many different ways. I know that sometimes if I get a shoulder rub, all of a sudden I feel so much better. It's like the tension in my shoulders gets released and I feel fantastic. Maybe you're talking about orgasmic pleasure, and that's okay too. And if that's the kind of pleasure you'd like to experience, you can notice that it just begins to be even more amazing, more and more powerful, more and more amazing right now. So go ahead and drop down deeper and deeper into trance and let that pleasure build up inside you. Now, I don't know where your pleasure starts, and maybe if you're still tapping your chest, you can feel it there. Maybe you can feel it somewhere else. But notice that it begins. You notice you're aware of it, right? Because that's what happens. We get to a point where we know when our body needs something. When our body needs water, when our body needs sleep, when our body needs to pee, when our body is feeling turned on, when it's taking joy in something. Hold on to how good that feels for your unconscious mind to allow your body to take joy, pleasure, arousal, delight in something. It doesn't really matter what that is, but let that happen more right now. Let yourself sink and drop down more and more deeply into that state of trance where your brain feels fantastic, where you are surrendering and giving in to how good you can feel, where that little knot or whatever it is of pleasure that you found yourself feeling, that awareness of pleasure, spreads a little bit. Maybe if you're still tapping your chest, you notice that as you tap, you can feel waves and ripples from where you tap, and maybe that helps that spot where you feel the pleasure, that awareness where the pleasure is, intensify and increase more nicely, more powerfully, more unabashedly than before. Give in to that. Just let it ripple and grow and flow and feel how powerful it becomes wherever it is inside you. As you find yourself thinking about the things that you enjoy most, the things that give you that pleasure that you're looking for, because your pleasure is different than everybody else's, but it doesn't matter. You can have a kind of pleasure that you like best right now. Allow your unconscious mind to picture, to hear, to feel the things that you like best, the things that really, really excite you and turn you on, the things that arouse you, the things that give you pleasure. And notice how good it feels to let that grow, to let that unfurl, to let your unconscious mind absorb that pleasure from wherever it can find it in your memories, in your body, and just feel how good that is to be radiated back to you, for you to give in and drop down more and more deeply right now as that pleasure is radiated back to you right now, just like that. Feel how exciting and easy that is for your unconscious mind to know that that pleasure can build and grow stronger and stronger. And the more that pleasure builds and gets stronger and stronger, the better you feel and the deeper you go. Because of course that's what happens. When you feel that pleasure, you drop deeper into trance. Now, are you dropping 17 times more than you were before? Are you dropping 6 to the second times more pleasure than you had before? I don't know. Are you going deeper, and is your pleasure intensifying? Yes. Feel how important yes is right now. And perhaps you'll notice that when I say a thing and your brain does a thing, and you find yourself responding positively, either in actions or in thoughts, when you say yes or do a thing in relation to what I've said as a yes response to that, the pleasure just increases even more. The pleasure just intensifies even more wonderfully, doesn't it? Just like that. Just like that. Feel yourself dropping down more deeply into trance. And as you do that, bam, more pleasure. As you feel more pleasure, bam, more pleasure. Whether you can feel that pleasure growing inside you or uncoiling from all the places it happens to be, it doesn't matter. Your awareness of it is expanding, and so is your pleasure. Your pleasure is just expanding and getting bigger and bigger within and outside of your body, and maybe the thudding on your chest is helping. Maybe the fact that you're not touching yourself at all is helping. So maybe you can give in and let go of everything else. Maybe you can drop and slide and sink and surrender down more and more powerfully and more easily where that pleasure grows. And I don't know how long we're going to be going today for this. So if you find that you like a lot of explicitness and a lot of words about really specific things, you may discover that your brain right now can just allow you to hear those things, can allow you to see those things, can allow you to feel those things. And the sound of my voice can be some distant cheerleader in the back of your mind, encouraging all of that. Or perhaps you just notice how good it feels to let go of your day, to put all that down, to drop very deeply into trance and to not have to worry about anything else at all. Maybe you can feel yourself in that state of simply being more powerfully relaxed than you expected, letting all the tension be stripped from every single part of your body, just draining out, gone like that. Feel how nice that is to let that go. Or maybe you're feeling tension of a different kind building up inside you. Maybe your muscles are tensing. Maybe you're clenching here or there. Maybe your brain just knows that you are very good at doing certain specific things, and you're going to be very good at that tonight too. Whatever your case is, let that happen. Allow yourself to know how good you are. Your unconscious mind is amazing. Allow it to be amazing for you right now so that you can feel more and more and more pleasure. I was talking about adding pleasure and denial in. Well, right now, you're denied from experiencing too much pleasure. But notice that as you find yourself denied from experiencing too much pleasure, your unconscious mind can just let the pleasure that you experienced, the pleasure that you love, the pleasure that you want, the pleasure that you crave, the pleasure, really, that you need, build up inside you, getting more and more powerful. As I count from 1 to 10, notice that pleasure just exponentially increases. The things that you love just sort of feed in to the drumbeat, if you're still doing it, or maybe you can still feel it even if you aren't, to the sound of my voice in the background, to the ideas, the images, the sounds that you hear, that you imagine you yourself saying, that you imagine having done to you. And you obey and you say yes and you do the things that are positive, that mean yes, and you can feel each and every one of these things adding to itself, multiplying over and over and over again until what you experience is something so powerful. It's really fantastic. Let yourself sink down more and more deeply right now. I like to talk about how the human capacity for pleasure is never ending. So imagine that your body right here and right now is a little room, and you're experiencing however much pleasure. That room is full in whichever way it is of whatever kind of pleasure that you like. But as I continue to talk, and as you find yourself continuing to think about things that relate to your pleasure, specifically, deliberately, perhaps as you touch yourself in other ways than just tapping on your chest, notice how powerfully good it feels to allow your unconscious mind to let that room, that you, be flooded with pleasure. Be more and more and more absolutely filled up to the top, to the brim, making everything that's in there turn to pleasure itself, and then allowing that pleasure to just intensify. And then as it intensifies, maybe it grows again. Would you like some more math? Would you like to have that whole room be compressed, that whole room full of pleasure be compressed into 1/8 of it? And then notice that that type of pleasure, that compressed pleasure, that intensified pleasure, begins to take over the whole room again. And maybe you can find yourself doing that over and over, and notice that it gets faster and quicker, because the more deeply entranced you go, the more pleasure you feel, and the more pleasure you feel, the deeper you go, and this cycle allows that to keep rapidly expanding and intensifying and expanding and intensifying. Hold on to how good that feels right now. Hold on to how powerful it is for your unconscious mind to just let that happen. And the more you find yourself in that state where your unconscious mind just lets that happen, at some point in time, you might think you're going to run out of room. Maybe you can't fit it all in 1/8 anymore. Maybe it's so intensified, so pressurized that you can only fit it in 1/4 of the room. Maybe you can only fit it in 1/2. When it gets to that point where you can't possibly fit any more in that room and you really want to, and it kind of feels like there's so much pleasure inside that room, inside that you, that the walls are starting to cave out a little bit, right? Just go ahead and notice that there's a little door there, and the door can just open, and that pleasure, that intense pleasure, can spill through the rest of you. But as it does that, it just keeps wanting to grow. It just keeps wanting to intensify, shrink down, and then increase in size. And notice that every single part of you, before too long, from the top of your head to your earlobes, to your neck, to your chest, to your arms, to your torso, to your genitals, if you prefer, down your legs, your knees, all the way to your toes, that everything you do causes more and more ripples of pleasure through you. Everything you do causes more delight and enjoyment to ripple through you. But it's as though I took your orgasm switch and just turned it off. You can't do that right now. That's not what this is about. Just find your capacity to experience more and more pleasure has gotten vastly larger than it was before. And hold on to how thrilling that is for you. Hold on to how good it feels for your unconscious mind to just experience more and more pleasure throughout every single part of you, as though your nerve endings have come alive, as though if you were to touch your skin, that in itself, that simple act would cause you to experience more delight than you knew was possible. Go ahead and try it. See what happens. Find a place to touch yourself that you really love and notice what happens. Feel how good that is for your skin to just be so much more sensitive and so much more pleasure-giving than it was before, as though your skin has been mandated to join in and allow you to experience more pleasure as you go down more deeply, and for you to drop down more deeply while you experience more pleasure. All of that just ties together so wonderfully, so nicely. All of that, as you will, multiplies and divides and then grows again. Feel how good that is to let that happen, to let that compression and then expansion of your pleasure over and over again be sort of like fractionation. Only it's fractionation for pleasure. Every time it compresses, you can go deeper into trance. And as it builds and builds and builds through you, you might come up a little bit. There might be more pleasure available. And then when it intensifies again, it's as though your capacity to experience pleasure has been absolutely and thoroughly upended so that you can experience more. There's always more to be felt. Notice how much better you can feel right now, as though any part of your body that wasn't feeling good before has all of a sudden no room for anything that isn't pleasure and delight. Notice that that gets pushed out, especially any physical sensations that were not absolutely what you wanted to feel in that moment, perhaps even emotional ones that you didn't want to feel in this moment. Things that you needed to think about, things that you need to do, those things your unconscious mind can in the background be organizing and filing them away so that when you need them, they're right there for you. But right now, no, you don't need them right now. Right now, you just need to feel how good it feels to experience more pleasure and to experience more delight and to allow your unconscious self the capacity to let you become a being of pure pleasure right now, more and more powerfully, more and more easily, again and again and again, every yes, more and more and more and more. And feel that just rising up inside you. Feel how good that is to let that rise up inside you. And I don't know where you are in the scheme of things in your pleasure cycle right now, and it doesn't really matter. If it's important, we can extend this part of the audio and you can listen to that again and again and again. But for our purposes here tonight, notice that when I count to 10, you can find that whatever sort of release you're capable of having right now, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's some combination of the two, just explodes out of you in a way that feels amazing, in a way that feels fantastic, in a way that lets your brain know that with all this contraction and expansion, all this intensifying of pleasure, and all this making more space for more pleasure inside you that's so intense, that your unconscious mind has made new pathways for you to experience more pleasure in more ways than you knew how to before. So drop down deeper and deeper right now. Notice that this particular count up is only for pleasure. It's only for the release of that pleasure, to let it flow through you, to let it shoot out of you, to let it affect you more and more powerfully than before, staying deeply in trance. 1, 2, 3. Maybe you can feel it leaking and coiling over your skin and sneaking around and feeling so good in a way. 4, that's really, really amazing. A preview of what's to come. 5, looking at you in all the places that you enjoy most. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let that just spill through you so powerfully and so delightfully right now. Just feel how good it is to let that experience happen inside you so strongly and so amazingly right now. Feel yourself surrender as completely as you can to that experience right now. and feel how fascinating it is to just allow yourself to experience that while you're deeply entranced, staying easily, effortlessly, and deeply entranced. Let yourself calm down a little bit. Anchor that pleasure and tap your chest. Maybe you can tap your chest a little bit more and feel that that pleasure is just anchored deeply inside your body. The access to that pleasure is anchored deeply in your mind, and it just feels so good. And this time, on the count of 10, find yourself eyes open at 8, feeling incredibly good on 10. Back in the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes open. 9 and 10. Back in the room with us.